I mean, I have to thank my parents here today. I owe it to Adams Drugs, where I got the medications the doctor told me to pick up so I could process. This has been the weirdest thing. I hope you don't get this. It's pharyngeal.
I hope we don't get it either.
That sounds like a type of cat.
It does, doesn't it?
That's a pharyngeal cat.
You know what? I'm so done with all of you.
It's
except
a pharyngeal
for
Maltese.
And then it becomes a bronchial thing, and it never ends. That said, Adams Drugs gives you that local experience. In fact, I'm kind of writing about that in my September magazine.
Oh, you did decide?
Yes.
So what is the subject?
Postcards from Warm Springs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's good. It's good.
Good. Good.
But when I was there, you know, that's kind of like the set of Mayberry. But you don't have to go to Mayberry. It doesn't even exist, frankly. But when you watch the TV show and you see the friendly pharmacist and the individual, they know your name. That's not just in a TV show. That's a reality. At the Adams Drugs locations I've used, Vaughan Road, east of Taylor Road, the one right across from Baptist East, you're going to get that kind of friendly local service at all of them. People that will work hard to save you every dime possible on copays, answer questions, and of course you get all your over-the-counter needs there, and some beautiful gift shops too. So stop by one near you soon. There's 12. If you can hear the show over the air, there's one close by you. Go to adamsdrugs.net and find it.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
We're rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We have some traffic hang-ups for you. We have an accident at Taylor Road and the Atlanta Highway that is jacking traffic up in that area, so please be careful. If you're on I-85, we don't see any big problems for you. I-65 has its usual slowdown in the downtown area. Plus, if you're headed south on I-65, the interstate is closed in both directions in the Greenville area due to a hazmat spill, so you're going to be rerouted over to Highway 31. Please give yourself extra time to take care of that. Watch out as we wrap up the school zones. Keep an eye out for the kids and the buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Profession Nail and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Say, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump heads tonight to France and the G7 summit.
The three T's are expected to dominate the conversation. We're, of course, talking about trade, tariffs, and technology as we look ahead to what may be coming down the pike with respect to 5G technology. Now, all this is happening as the Trump administration continues to push for more reciprocal trade conditions with the world's leading economies.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Meanwhile, a Republican is considering challenging the president in 2020. It's former South Carolina Congressman and Governor Mark Sanford.
One of the things that's lacking in terms of debate within the Republican Party right now and in this presidential race is a discussion of debt and deficits and government spending. We have a profound problem. I believe we're about to go over a cliff that would cause a whole world of hurt.
On Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream, America's listening to Fox News.
First thing in the morning, you want to hear people being kind to each other.
Morning, Ralph. Morning, Sam.
Greg Budell, are you qualified to lead this ragtag group?
I am the chosen one.
What do you think, Jay Scott?
You know, it may be crazy, but we're going to do it.
Good morning, Emily Hayes.
And what a lovely morning.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Have we found a better morning show to listen to?
We ain't found.
Quack, quack.
And Rich Thomas.
Good morning, Vietnam. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey,
Rich.
Too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Rich, well, somebody had their coffee this morning, and I guess this is the morning show everyone has decided on.
And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
He's right, you know.
For sure.
It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We still got lots to do this hour, including our weekly grand prize drawing conducted by Emily Hayes. Jay Scott's here. Let's get the weekend forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Radar is quiet today, but we expect showers and thunderstorms to be more active today than yesterday. In fact, that will be a trend that will continue over the weekend. Scattered hit or miss storms today, high around 94. Tonight's low 74. And then some of those could still be around for high school football time tonight because a lot of games are going on around the area. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, the rain chances actually get better. They'll still be random, but there will be scattered to numerous thunderstorms roaming around, especially in the afternoon and evening each day. In fact, the next 5 or 6 days, the rain chances are very good. Locally heavy downpours. Some towns will get more than others. Some towns will come up short. But highs in the low 90s and lows tonight in the low 70s. And right now this morning, with incredible humidity. Get this, the dew point right now is at 75. Cloudy skies at the moment and 78 degrees at 810.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
About a second that we don't like these conundrums here.
That's a great word.
That first one we did.
I put a little question mark by my checkpoint because I was like, I think we've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we weren't happy on those. I've got some...
He's got some other backups.
I got some backups. Backups on backups.
We built this backup.
Get rid of this because we're not using it.
I wonder if anybody's responded to that Facebook post yet on We Built This City.
You can pick... One from column A.
I'm going to hear that song in my head all day long.
All right, Brandon says, we're talking about We Built the City on Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely on the list, says Brandon. It absolutely sucks. Melissa says, it's not a country song, but I can't stand to hear You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma by David Frizzy and Shelley West.
I don't know it, and I'm
and
glad.
Paul... Yeah. Says maybe they're referring to this being the worst video of an 80s song.
It's a horrible video.
It's a
terrible video.
I'm re-watching it in the break. Like, I haven't finished watching it yet, but Lincoln Comes Alive.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. But they're there at the feet of Lincoln, and Lincoln just stands up and plays the air guitar.
I just remember it on MTV with, following Hungry Like the Wolf, that era of music.
Which was a fun time.
What was that song? Take On Me?
Oh, best video ever. Yeah.
Great song.
Best video ever.
That's a great, 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 great track.
Remember their top of the hour? Dun,
That's SportsCenter.
No. I was doing Sounds it like with Sports Rich. Do you even know the top of the hour MTV thing?
Oh, he knows.
Yes,
it.
I know the top of the
hour
MTV.
Okay, well, then it doesn't sound like SportsCenter.
Well, that little snippet did.
Okay.
But I don't like you anymore.
MTV is reinventing itself with brand new shows like Beavis and Butthead, Punk'd with Justin Bieber, and introducing the cutting-edge concept of music videos.
Oh,
that's right. Short films about the song you're listening to. This fall on music television, we know you'll say,
I want my MTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
They were so obnoxious. They invited all the radio stations, the cable company that was carrying MTV, invited all the radio stations, this big brunch they had catered in.
Right.
At their cable building.
Kind of like it was going to be the death of radio.
Yes, and the TV stations were all there interviewing the jocks about this MTV phenomenon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And somebody came up to me and said, are you concerned that this will be the death knell of radio? And I said, until they start putting TV screens in cars and bathrooms and all the other places people listen, no.
Well, and then satellite radio said, okay, that's it for terrestrial radio. It wasn't, again.
Well, what they found out was you better have something that's worth paying $300 a year.
Yeah.
Or not everybody's going to have it. Mm. And you can't make people buy it. So, I mean, I get it for one reason.
The
baseball.
Car.
And that's it.
Yeah, baseball.
If I was a football fan, that would be cool because they have channels for that too. But the main benefit, and I'll enjoy it again in September, is driving down to see Goose. That channel keeps me occupied. In the early days, I used to watch, I'd have videos playing on a laptop plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Oh, yeah?
Because trying to go station to station, city to city, was a terrible pain in the butt.
Keep losing the signal.
And there's so many dead spots. I-10, are you kidding? You can get PBS out of Tallahassee, Florida.
Right.
And that was no good. Mm-hmm. The only station you could really get was WAKY from Jacksonville. Wacky.
Uh-huh.
Or OXY or whatever it was. And if your idea of a great time in the car is listening to Sean Hannity through continuous static...
Yeah.
So that's why I did that. And I get to hear John Sterling.
Yeah.
The Yankees win! 8:14. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon in a moment. Which conundrum are we doing?
You're supposed to pick one.
Yeah.
All right, half of adults say it's the hardest thing to do when they're in polite company, whatever that is.
Oh.
So what is this thing that half of adults say it's the hardest thing to do while in polite company?
Okay.
272-9228, win a $10 Siva Bistro gift card. Even if you call, you qualify. We got a grand prize drawing coming up with some great stuff, including a tailgate to go package from Bob Howard's Victory Grill.
What? Greg?
T-bones, $5.95 a pound at Food Outlet this week. We got that call. It was David.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the 8 o'clock hour a couple of days ago. His wife finally went to Food Outlet. And again, if you pay attention to what you pay at the major chains, you go to Food Outlet, you are in for literally an eye-popping experience because you're going to realize you're paying retail at those stores. There's a buy one, get one free here and there at Food Outlet. Everything is cost plus 10. And where you're really going to see dramatic savings, I'm talking dollars per pound, is on steak, like these T-bones, like on chicken, like the fresh fryer drumsticks, like the baby back ribs at $2.38 a pound, boneless pork loin. That is one of the best and easiest cuts of meat. Just pop it in the oven at 4.25 per pound, you know, half hour per pound, and you're done. Three packs of tomatoes, 85 cents. And 2.5 dozen medium eggs are $1.23.
First letter of your last name.
I will be there tomorrow.
Hang on.
Not Sunday, because I have to go early. Got a few things I need to get.
Those tomatoes were great this morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Thank you. Yes, those are from Food Outlet. They come 4 to a pack, and I get them every week. Food Outlet also has your favorite beverages, like Coke products are $3.29 for a 12-pack. So stop by any of the three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. See you there. usually Sunday morning around 7:30, 7:45, and on Main Street in Prattville. We'll come back to your calls right after traffic.
We're rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of things to tell you about. We see an accident on the Eastern Boulevard right near I-85, so be careful there. We also have the fire department in Prattville en route to a possible 18-wheeler fire at Cobbs Ford Road and Highway 82, so watch out in that area. If you're on the interstates, it looks like we're back up to a speed limit right on 85 and 65 inside town. We also don't have any big problems on the boulevard. We do still have the problem down in the Greenville area. I-65 is closed between Greenville and Georgiana due to a hazmat spill. That's likely going to be there until after 12 noon today, so reroute yourself or be prepared for a slowdown. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, let's see if we can find a winner here. Half of adults say it's the hardest thing to not do when in polite company. And Adam, you get to go first.
I think it's to refrain from swearing.
He says it's to refrain from swearing. It sounds like a good answer, doesn't it? Oops.
It is correct. It is correct. We just threw you a curveball.
Yeah. Man.
Threw you a curveball. But guess what? That's what we were looking for.
And you just won $10 of fine food at the Seafood Bistro. So, yeah. Adam, hang on. Take even. Have a great
Stand
time.
By. Jay Bear will talk to you.
Jay Bear. Would you please take line 3 and give them their winnings?
I'm sorry. I did the keyword beer.
Beer. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 7 students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A couple of our callers are still hanging out to talk to us. Hartshell again.
Hey, yeah, I actually had the answer this time. Not that I, you know, not that I have that problem, of course. But a little slow on the dial. What? But I held on not only just because I hate to hang up on y'all, but all this talk about the worst video of the 80s.
Yes.
In reference to Starship. If you don't recall it, look up the video to Billy Squire's Rock Me Tonight. I have a good friend, fellow child of the 80s, who is convinced that is the video that killed his career. Watch the goofy dance he does in that video.
Billy Squire, what's the name of it?
Rock Me Tonight.
Rock Me Tonight.
Not a bad song, but just watch him dance on the video.
All right, we'll take a look. I've never seen it, never heard it. I cannot give an informed opinion, but we appreciate the call.
When you hear the tune, you'll recognize it, I think.
Well, you know, and thanks, Hartshell. Here's the thing. I've mentioned this before. When you work in a particular format, you really tend to stay in it. So if your station is not playing that Billy Squire song, odds of you hearing it, or at least often enough to get into it, are low. That was my experience. Don? I say, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Yes, Don. What can we do for you?
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're on the air.
Well, I know. I missed out on the... I got a new phone, so I don't think I shut it off when I needed to. But anyway, I had something cool to say.
Okay.
The most fun video of recent time is Toes in the Sand by Buffett.
Toes in the Sand?
By Jimmy Buffett?
By Jimmy Buffett. Yes, a band to the bone, man.
All right. It is fun. I'm going to put that on my bucket list.
I can't believe y'all hadn't looked at it.
Not yet.
Of course, it's been a year or so ago, I guess. But, you know.
All right.
But anyway, enjoy that.
All right. Toes in the Sand. And the Billy Squire song was...
Rock Me Tonight. Yeah, Rock Me Tonight.
Do I still have used tube up here? By one of the Koch brothers died. You watch Twitter will light up with all kinds of excitement over that today. Let's see. I'll see if I can find that. If you find yourself in a fender bender, there's kind of a process you go through. You hear that crunch. First thing you want to do is make sure everybody is okay. And then, if you can open the door, everybody. I one time had to go out the
passenger door.
Yeah. And you take that long walk to see what it looks like. And it's very disheartening. Not only that, your beautiful car is all crunched up, but then you know you also got red tape in front of you with accident reports, police, insurance adjusters. At the end of all of that, you're entitled to a stunning result, a happy ending. And that's what you'll get at Montgomery Paint and Body, where they have, for 3.5 decades, established a standard of excellence called good as new, maybe better. When you go to pick up your car after it's been in their capable hands, you'll have the jaw-dropping experience that so many others have had, which is to see your car looking as good as it did the day you bought it. The only thing missing is that sticker in the window. They have refused to cut corners. They repair everything. They're thorough. And every insurance company in town will be more than happy to let you spend your claim money there. Get it done right the first time with Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with a W is the number. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It's 823.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
So we recently became empty nesters, and as the kids moved out, so did their furniture. When we finally toured our newly vacated home, we realized we were about to have some fun shopping for new furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
They had the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and so much more.
Hey, how about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns? Old glass wooden windows that have been hand-painted and turned into unique artwork, metal wall signs like Lake House, Farmhouse, and of course, Alabama and Auburn.
The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NAD seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh! That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Hey. Woo-hoo! Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right, who wants to know the top five reasons?
I do. What?
Why we're excited about the fall.
Oh.
Okay. Number five.
Lower electric bills. Put
yeah,
me in that camp.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's been a brutal summer, but Clark's, and by the way, we're giving away a Clark's Club membership before 9 o'clock.
Oh, boy!
That's a $159 value, and if you'd like to win that, you need to call us and give us your name and last initial, like, real soon.
Number four.
The leaves changing colors.
Oh.
And we're going to see a little bit of that at Warm Springs. We're going back in October, right around.
That'll be nice.
It's kind of a guessing game, because the peak color can be different year to year.
Right. And we did get a little change last year here in Central Alabama. It doesn't happen every year, but we did a little bit.
Number three.
Pumpkin spice foods and
gross. Gross, 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 gross.
They're trying to convince us that everybody's crazy about pumpkin spice.
Yeah, and to each their own, you know? If you really love it, fantastic. But y'all need to stop acting like it's the best thing that's ever happened in this whole entire world.
Did you say there was a beer that was pumpkin spice?
Yes, there's a beer coming out that was earlier in the week we had that.
Number two.
Football.
Yeah.
College football. Pros, we don't care.
We don't care about the pros. We don't care about the XFL coming back either.
No. Oh, I saw those team names and logos yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The XFL?
Yeah, the different team names, the Seattle Dragons, the Dallas Renegades.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the other names.
Deachfield got one?
No. There's
Armadillos.
None.
Yeah. So they failed. It failed. It went under, and we're going to do it again. The XFL?
I don't get it. But.
XFL sounds like a shirt size.
Right. That's right. 2X.
It does. That's a good point. Yeah. Good point. And
number one.
The change in
Rich Thomas Weather.
You brought the jingle singers in for that. You can go now.
We got you.
We'll need you to the top of the hour.
All right, you guys go.
Yeah, the XFL, the Dallas Renegades, yep. The St. Louis Battlehawks.
Battlehawks?
Wow.
I like Warhawk.
The Houston, Warhawk family. The what? Houston Roughnecks.
How about the Houston Floods?
Dang.
Man.
That's darkly humorous.
The Tampa Bay Vipers.
Okay.
The DC Defenders, Washington okay, DC that, Defenders.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the New York Guardians and the LA Wildcats. That's it. You got eight teams. That's all.
Yeah. Well, but the whole thing went under one time, and they're going to bring it back again.
What
do they think? It's going to work this time?
Maybe. We'll see.
Let's pause for this phone call from Keith.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Keith.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, I want to get in on that Clark's membership drawing there at the end of the day.
All right.
I'm on my second year with them already. Uh-huh. I need to make it a third.
Okay.
Well, guess what? You're part of the drawing.
I got
now.
Him in.
Your name is in there, whatever, so you could be a winner.
If we pull number 56, then Keith's a winner.
All right. Let's grab this call real quick. Oh. Hi, who's this?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Ty.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Ty.
Hi. I didn't expect to get on that quick. My grandson wanted me to call. I've already dropped him off to school and everything. But he wanted me to call and let you know that the Weather Boy Class 2 and Rich Thomas need to get some rain coming somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you guys have turned him into a meteorologist at 7 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he ever wants to come by and visit us at the Weather Center, and we'll make him a star, okay? I promise.
Oh, man. He would freak out if I did that with him.
I would be glad to do that because I was him at age 7, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you tell him that if he wants to get the tour, we'll do it for him, okay?
Oh, man, he'll freak out. I appreciate that, Mr. Thomas.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, right. Thank you.
Hope you get the rain. We'll see you.
And he wants to be a talk show host or a DJ. appreciate your call, Ty. Wouldn't it be funny if his last name was Stick?
Ty Stick. I see. That's a flashback to the 70s and 80s.
I didn't get it. I
didn't get it.
It's a.
Are you
it's a marijuana.
For real?
It's not marijuana, but
I was born in 1985.
Tetrahydrocannabinol.
That's no excuse.
Did not know that.
TBC, no.
Little Debbie.
TCB.
THC.
Oh, wait a minute. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. No, listen. The XFL, talking with them.
Yeah.
Anytime that there's going to be some sensational failure, you need to get Birmingham involved.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, man, you know, they've had football teams in the past.
You know, it's funny. When the USFL was created in the 80s, they hired away Howard Schnellenberger, my friend who was the coach of University of Miami.
Yes, sir.
For $1 million. That was an unheard of price for a coach in those days. And he got the money, but the league.
So sure. That was the USFL.
Yeah.
Which one did Trump, a team. Which league was that?
I don't know. I don't remember. There's been a bunch of them.
It was a football.
Trump-owned football team. There you go. Yeah. Football team is the New Jersey Generals.
And what league was that?
The New Jersey Generals were part of the USFL.
USFL. All right.
Interesting.
That's a good point, though, about Birmingham.
Yeah. Sam, what's the first letter of your last name, please?
W.
Oh, I've already got you in from earlier then.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah, man. I just called in to have some fun. When I heard that, I always think about the poor, I shouldn't say poor Birmingham.
You're always welcome to call.
But yeah, they, you know, they've got cash, they've got influence, but they don't have a football team. And not a pro. Anyway, that's all I got. So let me get off here.
Alrighty. Little Debbie Products, our Cross Plus Tenant food outlet, they went to the trouble to organize a graph of their snack cake rankings. And they have several tiers of popularity. At the top tier, oatmeal cream pies.
Ew.
Christmas tree cakes.
Yes.
And Nutty Buddies.
Okay. Did you say ew on oatmeal cream pies?
I'm big on the oatmeal cream pies.
What the crap?
Sorry. I'm big on the oatmeal cream pies.
Hey, how you like chocolate?
Incorrigible.
Oh, Rich.
In that instance, yes. I know. That's funny.
There goes all my cheese slices.
You're like chocolate.
Tier number two is the you see it, you want it tier, and my favorite, Swiss rolls made it to that, although I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, Swiss rolls good. The ones I hate are the pink coconut thing. I just hate coconut.
Yeah, snow, they made it into the bottom tier, which is for the enlightened few.
Yeah, not a big fan.
The what?
The enlightened few.
The snowballs with the coconut, pink coconut on them and stuff.
Tier number three included the honey buns, and I'll never forget. Remember when we had that fake hurricane?
Yeah.
Dean?
And we had so many honey buns.
Yeah. 2005.
Yeah.
And we're all here with sleeping bags. Yeah. And we're ready for all hell to break loose.
But there's the food is
and. God bless him. Mm-hmm. Not going to say God bless him. I'm not going to do that.
No.
Hello, handsome.
Yeah.
Terry brings in a box. I thought they were going to replace the studio equipment.
Honey buns.
Nothing but honey buns.
And bread.
Yeah.
And peanut butter. And, I mean, just everything to stock us up for how long we thought we might be in here.
So by the time the early afternoon rolled around, it was obvious Dean took a big gulp of dry air when it made landfall and right. Wasn't going to be anything.
Thus, the vending machine was born.
So, but we did have one damage to report. That sign on 85 behind our building that says Perry Hill Road, yeah. It was buckled at one knee.
Damaging winds.
Sort of like Little Debbie.
Yeah,
and
there you go. Yeah.
And that was it. That was the whole damage.
Yeah. Do you have still have the we survived Dean t-shirts?
I don't know. We should have done that, though. That's not a bad idea. Here's Kevin Yu.
I was just going to refer back to that XFL. Uh-huh. I guess you could say this.
Yes.
And just trying to figure out, what do you think they've been watching at any given
Sunday? You there?
I think we lost.
I think you went through the tunnel.
You're in a bad spot with your phone.
Yeah, I'm right outside, just backside of your station. But
on Bluetooth, if you're on Bluetooth, that's always problematic for us.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I was just wondering about the Any Given Sunday movie. You know, think they've been watching it too many times. They think they can copy it.
I don't know what his reasoning was. Vince McMahon is. getting into it for some reason again.
Yeah.
He lost a ton of money with that first one. Why does he want to do it again? I have no idea, but we'll see. I mean, if it survives, fantastic, you know? Some more extra football in February, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, it's like socialism. There's always somebody willing to try it, but it's inevitably going to fail. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I may try. I think what I could use today is an IV, an infusion. Mm. In fact, it was recommended I get the one with the little extra vitamin C they can put in.
Right, they can do that. Uh-huh. There's extra. A new one too, by the way. There's a new one that is glutathione. I mean the extra glutathione effect.
That's the master antioxidant.
Oh, it is.
The vitamin IVs, by the way, this is the fastest way to deliver what you need into your blood. Let's say you've been partying a little bit too hard.
Okay.
We all go through those streaks, and you're feeling run down. You may not be hungover necessarily, but you're feeling run down. That's dehydration and vitamin depletion that occurs as your body putrefies alcohol. You can fix that in one IV session at infusion. If you're feeling run down, if the summer heat's starting to wear at you, recharge your batteries with 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber. It'll not only give you that boost you need, but it'll fix the little aches and pains that go on. And we're going to have Ryan and somebody else from Infusion back to talk about the iAssist, mm-hmm. neurotherapy. Roz and I are both doing that.
That's great.
And it's a process that helps what they call reset the brain. You don't feel anything when you have this treatment. It takes about 15, 20 minutes.
You're sleeping better, too?
Sleep better. Yeah. It helps you relax more naturally.
Concentrate more.
And I think it boosts your energy as well. And yeah. I've heard reports of people who have also had less pain.
Yeah.
Now, it's state-of-the-art stuff at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662 to find out more.
I'll be there today.
Are you? Yeah. Okay. That IV room is nice, isn't it?
I love it.
Comfortable chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
20 minutes, and you're on the road to wellness, and you can choose from about 8 different IV cocktails now that can help you with whatever you're looking to achieve. 296-1662 and see the entire menu of state-of-the-art medical services available at Infusion, cryoandlaser.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
When we make the forecast, we go through a checklist of things, and everything is lining up for better rain chances over the next few days. There's still going to be random storms, but your chances of seeing one are going to get better. And I know a lot of folks with parched lawns like my crunchy lawn are happy to hear this. Sun and cloud mix today with a high around 94. Scattered hit or miss afternoon storms will be more generous today than they were yesterday as far as the number of storms on the radar. Tonight's a little 74. Then tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, we step up the rain chances a couple of notches. A frontal system enters the state and kind of pauses here, and just all kinds of loads of tropical moisture. So rain chances get better, scattered to numerous showers and storms, with some towns doing better than others as far as the number of locally heavy downpours. High in the low 90s, lows tonight in the low 70s. Right now this morning, 78 degrees, ridiculous humidity at 843.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Our morning maneuver.
Morning maneuvers?
Our morning maneuvers include the morning maroon nominees.
Speaking of maneuvers, OMD's going back out on the road with the B-52s to celebrate the 40th anniversary.
Oh, my dog.
Orchestral maneuvers in the dark.
Dirk?
Manure in the
orchestral
dark.
Orchestral morons in the dark.
orchestral manure in the dark.
Our morning maroon nominees will include what not to do when you're fired when you're working at KFC.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Friday morning traffic, and things have returned pretty much to a normal traffic flow. The interstates are back up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems around the boulevard, and the 31s look good this morning. Keep in mind that I-65 in the Greenville area will be closed most of the morning due to a hazmat spill. You are having to exit at Greenville, get back on the interstate at Georgiana. If you're coming north, it's the reverse of that, so make plans for a long delay there. Be careful, get where you're headed safely, and we'll check in with you again this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9. Live music begins at 9 p.m. at the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. 7 students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Giving away an amazing tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's, and our end of the week prize drawing is coming up. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I actually have a question
for Rich. Years ago, you had your TV show, and you had a co-host by the name of Sidney Cohera. And I could not remember what I had for lunch yesterday. But I can remember her name. She was actually my neighbor at the old Seasons Apartments by the old CPA post office.
She was a sweetie. She was just great.
She was a great neighbor, and I've often wondered whatever happened
The show is PM Magazine. It was a syndicated show that was in more than 100 markets from Group W and Westinghouse Broadcasting. But it was tailored to each market. So we would go to 5 different locations and do the show. And it was on at 6:30 at night. We had the highest rated PM Magazine in the country. She went on to bigger and better things. She went to KGO in San Francisco and then went for ABC News to other places like Singapore, I think she was. And she was overseas. And then she went back to San Francisco. But she had a great career. I don't think she's still in television right now, but Sydney is just the best.
You and I almost had in common, because I came in second
for PM Magazine?
To do PM Magazine in Miami, yeah.
It was a great period of time in my life, but on Monday we would shoot all 5 shows. Oh my gosh, it was a tough day.
Yeah, that would.
Hey, well, you did really well. Thanks. And it's strange, as I get older, that name was in my mind, and again, like I said, I could not tell you what I had for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, right.
But I remember Sidney Cohera.
Yep, absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful person.
You're at that delicate age.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the message.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They've been open for already a couple hours this morning. Always talk about their flexible scheduling to work with your work schedule, but you know, sometimes you're not just being flexible with your work schedule is what you need. You need to be super time efficient while you're in there. So if it's your first time going to see Dr. Jeff Pasley and you need to fill out your new patient paperwork, you can do so by going to MillbrookChiropractor.com. Fill out the majority of your forms there online. So when you show up, it's bing, bang, boom. You sign a couple of things and then you're back there to see Dr. Jeff Pasley, all with being respectful to your work schedule, your life schedule. You're busy. You're on the go. But you don't need to be busy and on the go and in pain. So go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them at 285-8483, 285-8483. Follow them on Facebook. Just look up Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
All right, we have Chris E. on the phone.
Hey.
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how y'all this morning?
We're great.
Hey, I've been in and out of the car, but I did hear Rich talking about PM Magazine.
Right.
And... But I think I remember Rich as a young child. Were you one of the hosts of Big World?
No, Young World.
It was a rites
of passage at WSFA at the time. Dan Atkinson had hosted it, and actually Phil Snow, even before Dan did. Oh, so it was a rites of passage, and yes, I did do Young World.
And the lady's name was Marge?
Marge Payne. Payne.
Yeah, Big World is a porn star.
Well, I have fond memories of that as a child.
Yeah, it was a great la 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 la
la la la. Oh God!
Starring Graham Short.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll be right back.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Duncan and Son predicted thought number one coming up a week from today and happening this weekend in the world of sports. I wish I'd been able to play this.
Well, it's so much fun being 12 years old. Don't have to work all day. If I could do it again, I'd gladly take the field. No more bills, mortgage on my home. I'm a stressed out grown-up man. Watching kids on ESPN, this is how I feel.
Man, we had remember the term frozen tundra coined in 1967 at the Dallas Green Bay championship game,
right?
The frozen tundra. That's what we played on in Little League. And here they got these beautiful manicured fields, nice smooth infield dirt, green grass. We looked like we started a game right after the icebergs retreated.
These kids are amazing, and I love watching them, and they're so, so good.
I envy them. I envy them. They are lucky. I hope they're enjoying, you know, that.
A lot of MLB guys that were used to be in Little League.
No, a lot of them have played in Little League World Series, too. Let's get in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's high-speed Morning Maroon nominees. We start in Indiana. We've spent a lot of time there this week. 26-year-old Joshua Moser from Valparaiso, home to what school? Ball State University.
Oh.
Make your own jokes.
They highly recruited me.
He was fired from his job at KFC this past Wednesday. He responded by grabbing a knife and going after his boss. Other employees took him down, but he didn't manage to get the boss in the hand and arm. He went outside, slashed his boss's tires, and took off. And guess where the police caught him? At McDonald's. They did not give him a break that day. They didn't feel like he deserved it.
Machine's down.
He was charged with aggravated battery, serious bodily injury, intimidation with a deadly weapon, criminal mischief, and possession of paraphernalia. Apparently, it was fried extra crispy.
Oh, I see. Extra crispy KFC guy. See, I got that. You think I'm not listening, huh?
I'm smiling.
A woman in Florida was pulled over. We mentioned this earlier. She was pulled over for suspected impaired driving. 60-year-old Mary Westerlin near the Villages, which is a notoriously alcoholic retirement center. Kind of like that field in Connecticut.
Yes.
She asked the cop if he wanted to bet the over-under on her blood alcohol level. She said they could bet a quarter, and she guessed she'd hit .19, which is more than twice the legal limit. That's good. That's like confessing. I know I'm way past .08. She blew a .229, so she lost the bet and was arrested.
Well,
And charged with resisting arrest for...
Unless you have a better one. She's the one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's my vote.
Well, we have a Frontier Airlines story where they told the guy they had observed him being extremely inebriated, and they refused to let him get on the plane because they said, sir, you're too drunk. So he punched the pilot. And
yeah, that's what you do.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of like proving the point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to get you on the plane.
So he got him into jail, actually. He was arrested for assaulting the officer, so.
Got to go with the woman who's betting the cop.
I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a special level of stupid.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Our end of the week grand prize drawing is next.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Who knew?
needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
And it's a big one. It's the end of the week grand prize drawing, and we begin with the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, and certified mechanics doing a diagnostic check, topping off your fluids, vacuuming out your car so it's nice and clean when they're done. And three locations you can redeem it at. Our first winner is...
Give me a number.
Number five.
Raymond B.
You will be enjoying that experience at Don Duncan, and everybody should consider pairing up with Don Duncan to keep your cars in good running condition. You need a ride back to work or a pickup to get back with, just let them know. They're happy to do it. They're so incredibly accommodating. Next up, a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. A party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea goes to...
Caller 32.
Teddy B.
Maybe the B stands for... Bear.
Bear. Finally, our grand prize, a $159 value Clark's Club membership. Two annual attention assistant guarantee of our ships, too.
God, you look like... Digging in my bowl.
64.
Do we have that many?
When I'm 64. 60 is the highest. So, draw again.
There's the PM Magazine.
And once more.
Look at you two.
Number one.
Donner.
The Donner Party for one.
Party of one.
That was tough.
Actually,
I got all that.
You
want to
hear something?
But
I have a thing. It just came in this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what the whole point of it is, but. It's about Newsweek's cover on cannibalism. It's okay.
Pretty Newsweek, that if it's fresh, they want people to eat some roasted human flesh.
Well,
it's the new Newsweek. They're promoting cannibalism.
Oh, no.
It's back in. All right.
The dang left.